Book review. Looking for a Christmas stocking filler? Look no further. Member Terry Swales, 89, has just the book for you. Hannah Unmasked by Hannah Rose in collaboration with David Mitchell. I pulled my jeans out of the wardrobe and my Gap hoodie. I did my hair for the umpteenth time and took one last look in the mirror before heading back downstairs. Little did I know that would be the last time I would walk down a flight of stairs. I have never seen that bedroom again. This is a quote from Hannah Rose's first book, Same Both Ways. At the time, 23 years ago, Hannah was 15 years old. She went into Alder Hey Children's Hospital and was diagnosed with transverse myelitis. Within days, she was completely paralysed from her neck down. Hannah's third book, Hannah Unmasked, was launched at the Methodist Church Hall in Hertford, Cheshire in August and shows how much she's come to terms with her life. It's about everything that has changed for her over the past 20 years, and reveals how remarkable her insight is into how precious life is. She's attained GCSEs and A-levels and attended university to obtain a degree. She has a new home and a job with Cheshire Police. Even during the pandemic, her resilience shone through and made her a stronger person. 20 years ago, all these achievements were only a dream. Just imagine Hannah being able to work on her computer unaided. On a visit to the NEC exhibition in Birmingham, she writes about spotting a device called Glass Ooze Assistive Device. Partly a mouthpiece, it was invented by an electrical engineer called Mamet, who was inspired by a friend who'd been paralysed while deep sea diving. The device can be activated by biting the button using your mouth. And this has opened up a whole new world of technology for Hannah. Emails, texts, games, social media, and so much more. She also talks about her amazing holidays at home and abroad. A holiday in Florida, her friend's wedding in Tuscany. She's always found a way to be involved. In some ways, Hannah is lucky as she is blessed with inspirational qualities. These qualities have helped her achieve so much. She's been invited to serve on a committee for the disabled. She's spoken on BBC News at 10. She's met the Speaker at the House of Commons. She's also been on a visit to Buckingham Palace and met celebrities in the sports world and the media. She stresses that her journey could not have been possible without her mum and dad, her wonderful sisters, and her devoted friends who have been so supportive over the years. She also credits her health and social care package, which is quite incredible. She knows exactly what she wants and the kind of people she needs to guide her. And she views her golden Labrador, Mabel, as part of this package. Hannah's story is inspirational. After finishing it, I immediately thought of Reinhold Niebuhr's words, "God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." Hannah Unmasked is available to buy on Amazon. And Terry read this book with the help of his Read Easy machine from Blind Veterans UK and dictated his review to his wife, Rose, who typed it out.